during the course of 2016, Uganda received more than 500,000 new refugees from three main emergencies, from South Sudan, from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and from Burundi. And that's on top of the 500,000 refugees that were already residing in the country. And currently, we continue to have thousands of new arrivals every day fleeing from South Sudan. Uganda has continued to adopt a generous and hospitable approach to refugees. They have a very progressive approach to finding where refugees are given plots of land on which to build homes and to grow crops. And they're also given the freedom to work, start businesses, and to move around the country. And this gives refugees not only the protection from the war, violence, and persecution that they're fleeing, but also gives them the chance to develop their own income streams and become independent and to use their talent to rebuild their lives.
Yes, I was saying, are there any good news on what has happened so far for those who've been reintegrated in any communities, in any host communities?
Well, in light of Uganda's progressive approach to refugee management and protections, refugees are able to use their skills, and they do so in a variety of different ways. Many of the South Sudanese refugees who come into Uganda typically have agricultural backgrounds, and we support them with agricultural tools and seeds with which to help them use the skills that they have to develop their own that they can hopefully not only feed themselves and their community with, but also develop on a commercial basis. We have other refugees, some who come from urban areas, who have professional skills that they're able to use. We have doctors, accountants, and so on. And really, this model is an inspirational one, but is an example to other countries, not only in the region, but across the world, of a way that refugees can be integrated to live side by side with host communities. Well, Uganda is facing three simultaneous emergencies from South Sudan, Burundi, and DRC. And the humanitarian response to those crises continue to be severely underfunded. As an example, last year we received just 36% of the $251 million that we needed to meet the needs of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda in 2016. And that places a significant burden on the humanitarian response and is compromising our abilities to provide life-saving assistance and critical basic services.
Have you had any of the refugees go back to their countries of origin or want to be placed elsewhere?
Well, the vast majority, more than 80% of refugees in Uganda, are from three main countries, from South Sudan, they're from the Democratic Republic of Congo, particularly the eastern part, and they're fleeing the violence that's taken place in Burundi. Now, as it stands, the situations in those three countries remain quite volatile. The security conditions are not conducive to refugees returning home, and that means that far from refugees being able to leave to Uganda, we're actually seeing thousands more arrive on a daily basis. Uganda has continued to welcome generally refugees with open arms, and they're to be highly commended for that, particularly Ugandan host of you. The refugee crisis is a global one. It's one that no one country can tackle alone. And so we do urge the international community to come together in the spirit of collective action and burden sharing to, first of all, support Uganda by ensuring those appeals are fully funded, but second of all, by using their influence the warring factions to bring them together in dialogue, to bring an end to the bloodshed and to create an environment in their countries of origin of these refugees so that they can go home and begin to rebuild their lives in their home countries.